Very excited about my special in-studio guest who was with me here until 9 o'clock today. And in keeping with our tradition of spotlighting the annual winners of the Partnership for Drug-Free New Jersey Prevention Concert, the winner of the 2019 concert is with me here in studio this morning. You're going to meet her and you're going to hear her winning performance as well, her winning song from the Shoutdown Drugs concert that happened back on May 10th. And maybe you got to hear some of the highlights. We put together a nice one-hour package of the highlights performances that we aired on May 14th. Hopefully you had a chance, or the 13th rather. Hopefully you had a chance to check that out. But she's going to be doing some gigs for us coming up very soon in Atlantic City, and she's done a couple of performances already. A very talented young lady from Morris County, New Jersey. She sang a song called Had It All, and you're going to hear the song coming up in just a little bit. But my guest who is here, Tiffany Enemuyo. Am I pretty close on your last name?
Kind of close.
It's kind of close.
Enemuyo.
Enemuyo. Mm-hmm. See, I even did that. I'm going to give you this card, too, because this is the card that I actually used to introduce you that night.
Okay.
And I put the E and the M in the capital, as in, okay, put the emphasis on there. But good to have you here, Tiffany. Thank you. The song got it done for you, called Had It All. Talk about the song. What was the inspiration behind the song, Had It All?
Well, a teacher that I used to have in school, he used to battle with drugs. And basically, he told us about how his life, how he had everything. He had a beautiful family and just a good life. And it got ruined by the drugs that he was taking. And eventually he got out of it. But basically, I was writing about what his life could have been if he didn't eventually find the help that he needed to get out of the lifestyle he was in.
Yeah. What was his impression on this song? Hey, I'm sure he's heard it, right?
Yeah, he's heard it.
Was he flattered by it? Kind of taken aback by it? What was his take on it?
Well, I haven't got to tell him yet that he was my inspiration.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And you go to Morris County, or you go to the which high school do you go to?
I go to American Christian School. It's a small private school in Wharton.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right. A lot of music going on there. People doing a lot of music and singing and things like that.
Yeah.
Good for you. What inspired you to get into music and start singing?
Well, I've always kind of just had a passion for music ever since I was like a little girl. So it's just been a part of my life for a while. So.
Awesome. And to write songs and perform songs, that's what you hope to do someday?
Well, songwriting is something that is still kind of new to me.
Okay.
I've always liked singing, but the songwriting, I've really just got into it. So. Yeah.
Gotcha. You were part of a great, talented group of people that night. And
yes.
We had people, young people from all over the state who were there that night at Rutgers and performing. And in talking to the judges afterwards, after your big moment where you were announced as the winner, the judges said that it was very tough to choose from this year because the talent was that good. So it's good to know that we have so many young, talented, passionate people in New Jersey being led by you, Tiffany. So that's pretty cool. Take us back to that night, if you would, when they announced your name. I don't know if it was me or if it was Angelo. We announced the winner. It might have been Angelo. What was that moment like when you were the winner of the 2019 concert?
Okay, so like you said, like there was so much talent in that room. So I was not expecting to win at all. So I was kind of just standing there like, okay, when they were calling the names, I was just thinking about next year, maybe I'll do something else or, you know, and then when I think it was you.
Was it me?
Yeah. So when you said the song, I was like so shocked. I don't know, like my family has like videos of my like reaction. Like I like had no idea that I was going to win. So my reaction was like, I had my hands over my face and I was like wide eyed and like, oh my gosh, is this actually happening?
Yeah, well, it did. It did. And congratulations. Very well deserved. And it was great to see that night too. You have a lot of support from your family. Obviously, they want to see you do great things and having a good support system and having family behind you to kind of help you pursue this is it's been helpful for you, right?
Yes, yeah.
Wonderful. Talk about some of the places that you've gone and performed the song. You've done a couple of renditions out in the public, right?
Mm-hmm. So far, I performed at the Heroin and Opioid Expedition in Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, the art show.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
cool, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At that art show, because, you know, like there's musical forms of art and then there's visual art as well. And just seeing different people's takes on what like these drug addictions can do to people, how they can affect their families. It was just really eye-opening. And to see like the level of talent and thought that people put into their art, it was just really amazing to see. And also the support that I got from there was it was just amazing.
Yeah, great stuff. And we have a gig coming up for you in a couple weeks. I'm so excited you'll be joining us in Atlantic City in a few weeks.
Yeah.
The annual New Jersey Broadcasters Association, we have our convention every year in June. And I think it's sort of like customary that we invite the winner of the Shout Down Drugs concert to perform your song. It's the Tropicana. There's all sorts of radio people there that are going to be listening to you. And it's an exciting time. So I'm looking forward to seeing you again in Atlantic City there. But it's going to be cool. Has everyday life changed for you for this? Are you still just kind of going about your day and doing your thing still, despite all your newfound fame and success? Yeah,
yeah, still doing my thing.
Okay. Brothers, sisters, you have siblings?
Yeah, I have an older brother, an older sister, and then a younger brother and a younger sister.
So you're right in the middle of five.
Yep.
What do they think about this for you?
Well, my brother was off in Delaware in college that day. He wished he could have been there, but like my family FaceTimed him, so I was able to see him. But
awesome.
They were, you know, very excited for me. So.
Good, and right, and deservedly so. So, but again, congratulations to you. And
thank you.
This is going to be fun. I've seen previous winners over the years of this perform their song numerous times and can kind of continue along with it. And this also guarantees you an invite back next year, because we usually have the winner from the previous year will come by and talk about the experiences and do their winning song once again. So we'll see you again on stage with the partnership next year. So plans for the summer? I know the school year is kind of winding down now, right?
Yeah. As far as I know, I don't think so, but I'll get to see a lot of my family in the summer.
Wonderful.
So that's good.
Good stuff. And we're going to be playing her song coming up in just a few moments. Have you heard your actual performance from that night yet?
I have, yeah.
You have? Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Well, that's where we're going to let everybody hear. It's the actual recording from the theater at Rutgers there that night. So we'll play that coming up in just a few moments, and you're going to have the chance to hear the song in just a bit. Just also some upcoming events with the Partnership for Drug-Free New Jersey. Their big town hall series is going to be coming back in this fall once again. And I had the privilege of hosting a couple of these over the last few years, where members of the public and the medical community and law enforcement, we all kind of get together. We hope talk about solutions and some things that we could do when it comes to fighting the opioid crisis here in New Jersey, which is every community in one way or another is impacted. The upcoming town halls, we're going to be in Toms River on September 25th. We will be at the beautiful Convention Hall in Cape May on October 2nd. October 9th, we'll be back in Hunterdon at the Hunterdon Medical Center. We'll be at the Camden County Town Hall on October 16th. That will be at the Rutgers Camden campus. And then the Somerset County version of this, the Somerset County stop, will be October 22nd at the beautiful Bernard's Inn. So you can get some information. They are free to charge, open to the public. They are free to attend, but to register, it's knockoutopioidabuse.drugfreenj.org. And do be a part of these events that are coming up. Very impactful. As I mentioned, I had the chance to host a few of these over the years. And we certainly urge you to get involved in your community and hope to find some solutions going forward. You want to hear your song?
Yep.
All right. We're going to play Tiffany's record coming up in just a few moments, an original song that won her the 2019 Shout Down Drugs Music Contest and the prize. She won the top prize there. Her original song called Had It All. You will hear it coming up next. Tiffany Anemuo is here. She was the winner of the 2019 New Jersey Shout Down Drugs Prevention Concert that we hosted back on May 10th at the beautiful Mastrobuono Theater, which is part of the Mason Gross School of the Arts over at Rutgers. Terrific, terrific venue to host this concert that we had on May 10th. May 13th, we gave you a one-hour highlights version of the show here on WCTC. Hopefully you had a chance to catch that. And by the way, we'll do it again. The 2020 New Jersey Shout Down Drugs Contest. We'll get the ball rolling again very soon, and we'll see who the next winner is going to be. But this is Tiffany's year. And again, congratulations to her. She was the top prize winner at the concert that happened back on May 10th. But you ready to hear your song?
Yes.
All right. This is this the first broadcast of the song? Probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. So this is the first, we'll say this for the first time anywhere. This is the winning song. It is called Had It All. And as I have my little cue card, which I'm going to give you this, you know, you can have this as a nice little keepsake. Did I give you the announcement card?
Yeah.
Like the Oscars, right? They give you the envelope, please, if you will. Sophomore high school student had a passion for singing as long as she can remember. Love for music translates into her involvement in musical theater. She aspires to become a medical doctor one day so that she can do her part to make the world a better place. Well, you're doing it now through your music, so you're off to a good start with this. But here we go. For the first time on WCTC, courtesy of the very talented Tiffany Enemuo, this is Had It All on Jersey Central.
There's a man who's sitting in the dark. People stare, not knowing what he's lost. He is haunted by his past. He knows the worth of what he's had with regret. He sings, I had it all. I had so much joy around me. Oh, I was blind. I didn't see what was right in front of me. I traded my world for pills and flasks. Let it slip right through my grasp. I should have known. Oh, that it would be gone. She looks back at the days gone by. She gave him life, but she had to say goodbye. And though he promised till death do his part, but his choices drove them apart. Through his tears he sings, I have had it all. I had so much joy around me. Oh, I was blind. I didn't see what was right in front of me. Hey, yeah. I traded my world for pills and flasks. Let it slip right through my grasp. I should have known. Oh, that it would be gone. She looks to the sky above and says there's no erasing what I've done. Cause I had it all. I had it all.
There you go. That's your big moment. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Sounds just as great as it did that night. An awesome, awesome performance by you. Excellent stuff.
Thank you.
Well, well done. That's for sure. Inspiring other people. That's the next thing for you.
Yep.
Now it's like you can kind of like take the success and take the experience and share it with somebody else, right? Mm-hmm. Hoping to do that also?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what it's about, right? But again, congratulations to you. The song is just amazing stuff there. But music has a way of kind of, mm-hmm. you can fix some things that are broken in this yep. world through music, right? You're discovering yeah. that as you kind of go along?
Yeah, it really has a way of bringing people together. Because a lot of people, even though people like different tastes of music, a lot of people just like music itself. So it really brings people together through that.
And kind of lifts people sometimes from some depths. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just thanks to something like that. But But a great job by you, and really congratulations to all the performers who were there that evening. And it was kind of cool. What was it like from you went toward the end, so you kind of had a chance to kind of see and hear what the other people were doing. And you're thinking, wow, this is a good group here.
Right? Yeah.
Right? We had the hip-hop people and rock bands, and we had a little bit of everything that night. So, but yeah, we'll do it again in 2020, but 2019 belongs to Tiffany Anemuo. So good luck and congratulations with her going forward. And Atlantic City, a couple weeks, we'll see you there. You'll be performing for the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, which is exciting. And great things are coming your way. So so keep up the great work. And it was great having you here today. All right.
Thank you.
You want to read the weather before you go?
Sure.
We're going to do the traffic, and then I'll have you do the weather before you go. Friday's weather is nice,
okay.
Thank goodness, right? So
yeah.
We'll have you do that coming up. Here to deliver our WeatherWorks forecast. No, it's not Tony Salimo. It is our 2019 Shoutdown Drugs Music Competition winner, Tiffany Anemuo, who's here. You want to share the weather details for us? Go right ahead.
So Friday should have a lot better weather than we've been experiencing. It's becoming mostly sunny, less humid, and pleasant, and the high should be around 80 degrees.
That's for Friday.
Yes.
What do you got for today?
For today, beginning partly sunny with yet another storm, passing shower or storm in the afternoon. The high in the low should be in the 80s, and it's much, much cooler east of the Parkway.
So the shore is a little bit cooler today.
Yes.
Okay. What do you got for the weekend for us for Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday, increasing clouds throughout the day. There's a slight risk for a late day shower or storm, and the high is near 80.
Okay.
And then Sunday, more clouds than sun with a few showers and perhaps a storm would be possible, and the high is in the upper 70s.
Perfect. Tiffany, thank you again for coming in, and congratulations to you once
thank
again.
You.
All right. 59 with some fogs. I'm going to give Tiffany, this is the little card. That's the actual card that I used from the podium there when I introduced you before your winning song. So I want you to have that. All right.
Thank you.
And great to have you here again today. All
thanks
right.
Thanks for having me.